Is it on air? Hello? Is it working? It seems like it is. Right, everyone, this is DJ Park again. Today, today's topic is multiculture. And today I have very special guest and my good friend, Gren, here with us. So, can you say hi to all the audience?
Hi, I'm Gren Jun.
Right, so let me just introduce a bit about her. My friend Gren is Australian Korean, been living here for how many years have you been living here for?
In total, maybe for 6 and 7 years.
Alright, so I've got a few questions for her regarding the issue of multicultural. The first question would be, did you have any difficulties living in Melbourne as Korean?
Not much, but sometimes they assume me as Asian who doesn't speak English, so they could come to me and like do boo and make fun of me. That can be some difficulties, but not much.
I see. So it's like this sort of like stereotype and stigma that there's Caucasians and local Australians have over Asians. Yep. So that's actually sort of like racism that you face in Australia. So to be more exact, can you just like tell me about any specific occasions whereby you encountered racism?
There was one time when I was in Melbourne Central Station and I don't know if it's racism or not, but there was this white guy came up to me and just like surprised me. Like he just surprised me, like saying "wah," and maybe he was just making fun of me. That's all.
I see.
Other than that, there wasn't no racism.
Right. So, like, do you feel inclusive in Australia? Do you feel like you're part of Australia and all that?
No, I don't.
I see. And why that might be?
Because I still think I'm just Korean who is living in Australia.
Oh, I see. So, you see yourself more as a Korean than Australian?
Yeah.
Right, so like it's been 7-6 years since you came to Australia.
Yeah.
And I see that there's quite a few people who are listening to my podcast. I can't really call up every one of you guys, but really thanks for coming. And yeah, in case you guys missed out, we're talking about this issue regarding multiculture with my friend who's Australian Korean. So the next question would be, so like, it's been 6-7 years since you came here.
Yes.
So like when you first came, what did you find the toughest to like migrate to this new country that you've never been before?
To be honest, I was a kid when I first came here. So I don't really remember, but it was tough missing my friends back in Korea. That was tough.
Any problems perhaps you face regarding language?
No, it was okay because I was really young, so I could absorb absorb the languages, so that was okay. But still, my English wasn't my first language, so little bit tough communicating with my friends in school. But other than that, it was okay.
Right. So, is there any kind of advice that you could actually suggest to any migrants who are coming to Australia who are not Caucasians?
Non-Caucasians. Advice?
Yeah.
Well, I could be positive because Australia is really multicultural. So there's lots of Asian restaurants and Asian suppliers. So don't be too scared to come across to Australia. You'll be fine. Just be confident to suit in.
I see. Really, thanks for the advice. And Well, like, I've just got two more questions for you. So, as you said, Australia is quite multicultural, but I still feel that since you've encountered some this racism occasions, and I myself, as an international student from Korea, also faced few racism occasions, so which was, to be honest, quite obnoxious. And I believe, although Australia being not that bad of a place, I believe it still could get better. And for Australia to be more cosmopolitan, what do you think Australian government can do to make it better?
Maybe for government, they can prepare some kind of education for new migrants about Australian culture or like current issues, so they can know better about Australian culture and stuff going around, so they could it could help them to suit in and absorb the vibe.
I see. Well, really, thanks for the advice. Also, as she suggested, I guess education really plays a big role in and like adapting into a new country and for the newcomers to feel more inclusive. And right, that's what governments can do. But as an individual resident in Australia, I believe we can put in some individual efforts to make this place better, more multicultural and more cosmopolitan. So what kind of individual efforts do you suggest?
Having an open mind to multicultural people, and maybe reading some books about other countries so you can understand other people's culture, other countries' culture. I don't know. What else do you think?
Well, this is actually a very good question, I believe. Well, individual efforts, I believe really open-mindedness is key to like accepting new things. So I guess I'm on the same line on that question as you. Yeah, open-mindedness and yeah, perhaps well, this is really a good question. I didn't really thought of it. Do you guys have any opinions on like how to be more open-minded and how to be like more accepted? Well, yeah, I can't really think of much at the moment. I might think a while. Well, for now, I guess like we'll just put it as open-mindedness, right? Yeah, it's sorry, like. It already has been 8 minutes. I just have to rush to work in a moment. So I guess this will be the it for the day. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And this was DJ Park with our special guest, Grin. Hope to see you guys again. Thank you.